Matthew 5, 14 to 16, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You know, it's interesting if you read and you study the history of songs, especially if you look at through the scriptures of what happens when we sing, whether you're looking up Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, one of the many great passages about singing. Singing was always a use of teaching. The Greek word didasko that is found throughout the New Testament scripture when it talks about teaching is the same Greek word didasko that is mentioned in those passages. When it's talking about teaching each other with songs, psalms, spiritual songs. There's something about singing a song sometimes that not only teaches you the information, but teaches your heart, but affects you. There is a great song about my subject today, about letting your light shine. And I need some people's help to help me lead this song. Do we have anybody here who can come up here and help me lead this song? Oh, really, you? What a surprise. Is that why y'all came in here? All right, come on. Come on up. All right, everybody. Everybody get your lights up. All right. None of us are too old or too hip to do this. So let me see these lights. It's for the children. All right, guys. All right. Can you put your lights up? Ronnie, get that light up. All right. Okay. All right. Now we're going to do this little light of mine. Hide it in our bush so no. All right. And if the devil tries to push it out, I'm going to let it shine. Y'all ready? All right. I'm not a song leader, so grace. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine all the time, let it shine, oh yeah. Hide it under a bushel, no! I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no! I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine all the time. Let it shine. Oh yeah. Won't let Satan push it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan push it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Won't let Satan push it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine all the time. Let it shine. Oh yeah. That was spectacular. Good job. Good job. Y'all want to go sit down for a few minutes? That's awesome. Where's Dennis? Did Dennis hide? Where he at? Oh, there he is. Okay, you know what? Dennis Connor is the typical preacher here. He is very good at letting his light shine. Can I hear an amen? I mean, I'm gonna have y'all laughing in a second, but before I get there, you should always take a moment to encourage Dennis. He's awesome, guys. He lets his light shine. When he gets up here, he shines his light. If you've ever been out to eat with the man, he shines his light. You need help, he shines his light. Sometimes when we critique him and put him down, he shines his light. And that is extremely commendable. So, you're awesome, Dennis. But, we have a gift for you. Chelsea, are you anywhere? Oh, that's good to know. So, once upon a time, I was at CBC, and Dennis, he likes to let his light shine. He's a smiling person. Now, sometimes he doesn't always pay attention where he's going. I kid you not. I'm looking, and there's Smiling Dennis. He's driving around on the golf cart at CBC. Hey, guys. Hey, kids. Hey, kids. And he plows right into this light at CBC. Dennis, we don't ever want you to forget that. And Dennis, you do let your light shine, like I have pointed out. So, as an award for letting your light shine, the youth group really wanted you to have this. Yes, you do. I'm going to pay for that one later. I was getting really, excited about preaching and, hearing the kids sing and everything. Oh, boy. I can't take you anywhere. But I don't know if any of you noticed this morning, the devil sent something in my way today, something to remind me of my fears and my insecurities. Did anybody else see the deer walking through the parking lot today? Yeah, y'all saw it. Were you the ones I warned you about? Yeah, I thought so. I didn't want what happened to me to happen to you. It happens. Guys, let your light shine. And it's not just a goofy illustration about the preacher running into lights at CBC. It is not just a song that is so beautifully sang by our wonderful children. It is one of the most important concepts that Jesus has to teach us. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Have you ever had this situation? I know I've done it to the kids a lot, but we've always, everybody's been through this, where you're in the darkness, all right? Maybe you're in a movie theater, and it's when you walk outside for the first time, or the teacher has the lights out, okay? Or you're down in a cave. Those of you, my seniors, you've been through that a couple of times. You're down in a cave, and we put you in absolute darkness, but then the lights come on. And immediately, what do? You cover your eyes. Why? It hurts. All right? When you're in darkness and suddenly light comes, it hurts. Why is that? Because we've gotten too used to it being dark. A lot of people, when we talk about this, and I can't help but think about this on the song that we just sang. So many people, we want our light to shine. We want it to shine brightly. But things have happened that has made our life dark. The bushel has been put on. Sometimes it's because we have sinned. We've made some mistakes. And quite frankly, people know about it. Sometimes it's because something awful has happened. Nobody's fault. That is just life. But you know what? It makes it feel dark. So in those times, I know whether it's you're making the big comeback to your faith or your big comeback to church. I was having a conversation with somebody one time, and this is a common conversation with people who are dealing with things and this kind of magnetism away from church, like something is pulling them there. And they always say, but I'm so afraid that people will judge me. I'm so afraid that if I come back, people will look at me weird and say, why am I here? And the first thing I always say is, listen, if we do that at Brooks, you are right. You should not come here. Because we got to let our lights shine. We have to let our light shine, not just for us, but for the people who are coming into this building, to the people who are coming into our lives. When somebody says, hey, what is Jesus like? What can you tell me about Jesus? Hopefully, I have lived my life and I have treated people with enough kindness where they could have possibly seen a piece of Jesus through me. So for those people who come back, who are making this big comeback, we've got to make sure that we are the church that just embraces them. And just shows that same excitement that Christ gave us when we came to Him. It's awesome. Let your light shine. And don't let Satan hide it under a bushel. One of the things that I want to talk about is this concept called legacy lights. It's a really interesting thing. I want everybody to turn over to John 14, 5 to 14. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." And Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." And Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name. So that the Father may be glorified in the Son, you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it." We have the privilege of hindsight of 2,000 years, where we can tell better what Jesus is trying to get across, but the apostles are kind of in the dark. And still, there is a little bit of confusion. Understand that Jesus is God the Son. The Holy Spirit is God the Holy Spirit. Yahweh, as it was from the original Hebrew, Yahweh is God the Father. Now, in a way, Jesus is God the Father, but not in the direct way that a lot of people put it. Jesus is God the Son. The point he is making is that if you want to know what the Father looks like, look at me. If you want to know what God, what would God say to this? What would God say to that? Look at me. And I'm not trying to suggest you elevate yourself to that position, but there is still a lot of light that you can shine if you try to make it to where when people watch you, the way you act, the way you treat people, the way you forgive people, your kindness, your service, maybe you can be an illustration about Jesus to the lost that they've never seen before. Amen. Let your light shine. Don't let Satan put it under a bushel. And the funny thing is, even to this day, 2,000 years later, Jesus' light still shines. I mean, he is the light, so that makes sense. Believe it or not, and this is for my high school seniors who are off to life, this is for all of us. You don't have to be in the room for the light to shine there. You don't have to be in the room for the light to shine. The fact is, I mean, all of you have been affected in some way by somebody. That if somebody says, "Can you tell me about that person?" Well, quite frankly, it's kind of easy because that light is still shining through you. You know, a funny aside, in youth ministry, especially some of us youth ministers who have been at it for 15 years, if... it was 15 years, like 2 weeks ago, by the way. The youth group got me a cake. That was really sweet. You go to, like, Harding and talk to Dr. Adair, or you go to these places, and every now and then, if somebody's kid, meaning somebody from the youth group, goes up to them, they'll immediately say, you're one of Jeremy's kids, aren't you? How did you know? Caleb, can you stand up real fast? Okay, grab a seat. I don't want to see that anymore. What? No, I'm joking with you. Listen, anybody who knows Caleb knows that he's got the heart of a servant. The dude is an awesome Christian kid. He's crazy. We love him. He's crazy. So I've run into people and they've said, Jeremy, I talked to somebody and they immediately were like, are you by any chance one of Jeremy's kids? Yeah, how did you know? Well, because you love Jesus and you're a little off. In a way, positive or negative, my light can shine when I am not in the room, hopefully through the students and through the people that I've had influence over, that I have tried to shine the light into. Many of you guys, you know what I'm talking about. You know, if you've probably heard, wow, you look like your father, or you look like your mother. Or I have heard, Jeremy, you sound just like your dad, or you sound just like your mom. And for me, that is a compliment. And for us, that is a compliment. But what that shows is those influences are still on our, still to us today. You don't have to be in the room to shine your light. Because if you're always shining the light, guys, we're like a bunch of satellites. We're like a bunch of moons. We reflect each other's light. And the core center of that light was Christ shining through us. So let's shine our lights. Don't let Satan it out. I had a conversation with Dennis yesterday. And I kind of warned him about the joke. But I also asked for his permission to share a point that came to me a few years ago. I never got to meet Terry. I was here after that. But within just a very short bit of time, I fell in love with you guys. Moving here from Houston was hard. It was hard on my family. But you guys took us in. Showed us love, showed us grace. And there's still so much conversation that I hear about this lady I never got to meet, Terry. Or I didn't get to meet her in person, at least. I've seen people cry when we talk about her. I've seen people laugh when we've talked about her. I've heard so many, like, wonderful stories about this lady. The stories about her final times and how she heroically stood to death because she knew better things were coming. I still get goosebumps when I think about Dennis talking about that. I've never met the lady physically, but it is so strange. I feel like I have. And I remember that thought. I had this a few years ago when Dennis preached about it. I had this thought, I've never met her, but I feel like I have. Lord, why is that? It's because her light still shines. Through you guys. Through the stories. Through the tears. Through the laughter. And guys, I just hope that my light can mean a little something in this world. I don't have to be in the room for my light to shine. And guys, your legacy of your light, it's important. The day is going to come where I'm not around anymore. Where you're not around anymore. But I want Christ's light to shine so brightly through me that long after I'm dead, the light of his love reflected through me is still shining on other people's lives. And if I've touched just one life, I've done it. So guys, learn through songs. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let the stinking light shine. You want to hide it under a bushel? No! You want to gossip and make my light go down? No! You want the news to make me so depressed that I... No! You want temptation to make me feel that I'm not good enough? Guys, let's not forget that this is a house of healing. This is the house for the broken. Amen. No! And I tell you what's not going to happen. I'm not ever going to let Satan whoosh it out. I'm never going to let Satan whoosh it out. I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine. I'm going to let it shine. So, in a second, I'm going to sing this song again. And I hope that you will sing it with me. We still have a lot of kids in the audience. So I'm hoping that as fervently as they're letting their light shine, we do as well. In a few moments, there's going to be a song sang after my song in a second. In a few moments, there's going to be an invitation song sang. We are not going to have the prayer circles. We're going to have an invitation song. If you are ready for the comeback and you need the prayers of the congregation, there'll be a couple of elders up here. If you're like, no, it's time to get this light lit and I want to be baptized, well, okay, we can do that too. But however it is that you need to react to either light this fire or throw fuel on yours or somebody else's, you'll have that opportunity. But for right now, just one more time, whether you're a kid or whether you're an adult, do me a favor and put your light up. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine all the time, let it shine. Oh, yeah. Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No! I'm going to let it shine all the time. Let it shine. Won't let Satan whoosh it out. I'm going to let it shine. Won't let Satan whoosh it out. I'm going to let it shine, won't let Satan whoosh it out. I'm going to let it shine all the time, let it shine, oh yeah. All around the neighborhood, let your light, no, I'm just going to tell you. Although I love the excitement, hey, all around the neighborhood, for people who need your light, for the fellow brothers and sisters that need that extra light, always let your light shine. Please stand as we sing. It was really cool to see all the little kids coming in here. Did everybody get this, like, goosebump moment? you know, we were singing that really powerful song, and then all of a sudden the kids start walking in. That was really cool. You know, today is a day of high excitement and honoring of our seniors, but for so many parents and grandparents, it's always going to be a bittersweet day because on one end, so proud, so happy, I'm going to get a game room. So, you know, so many things, but at the same time, you can't help but see them when they come up here to not see them like they're right now, but remember when they were that big. Man, the time goes by so quickly. Guys, in a second, I am going to call the names of our seniors, of our graduates, and I would like to ask that they come forward, not an invitation forward, just come stand behind me, and also I would like for their families to join them as well. Elder Ron Altman is going to be praying over them in a moment, but I also wanted to give you guys the opportunity to applaud them for all the things that they've done. Shane Beebe, come on up. Justin Booker, Melody Cochran, Josie Harris, Rachel Lindwall, Jacob Monk, Miles Moses Monk, Caitlin Morton, Cody Morton, Noah Palmer, and Presley Rohn. Yes, spread, spread, spread. You did it. You did it. Good job, guys. Good job. Hey, come on in. You're good. I love your shirt. Yeah. Hey, Presley. I'm proud of you. Hey, guys, come on in. It's a big crowd. Just get in front of them. Just get in front of them. Hey, it's good to see you. It is, isn't it? Hey, it's good to see you. Hey, it's good to see you. Yeah, go ahead.
When we look at the little, I agree with Jeremy, when they come in, the years get by in a hurry. And my youngest is now 22. And obviously, the community in this church
good job. Thanks,
has really touched their lives. So many different ways, and just thankful for that. Understood with prayer. And it's always emotional for me these days, even though I don't have a son in there now. I used to always get my tears out of the way when I was doing the video the day before for the senior luncheon. But so I made a few notes just in case. Go to Father in prayer. Dear God, our hearts are full, our emotions are full, and our plea this morning is for this group of young adults who are now passing a huge milestone, that Father, we need you to wrap your love and protection around them in their daily walk. We know that life is uncertain. There are sometimes fantastic moments, and there's also challenging and just downright difficult moments. And God, we need you at all times. God, help these young people to be on fire for you each day and break down those walls of hate and sin that are around us. We know that as generations come, that they can take steps with your love that will change the world. God, Father, we just ask you to bless Jacob and Miles and Caitlin and Cody and Noah and Presley, Shane, Justin, Melanie, Josie and Rachel. God, you have called these young adults to something higher. You have called each of us to something higher. Our service to you, as we've heard this morning, is not about sitting in a room or absorbing it ourselves, but it's being out there for people. You've called us to service. You've called us to let our light shine. And God, as these young adults now take a big step, just help them to know that they're loved by people here. If there's anything that they need, help them to know that your love is never too far away for them to come to you. And God, as we close this morning, be with also the parents, the grandparents in this time of transition. May the faith for each of the young people and each of the families be built on a foundation of you, God, and your love. Let our light shine to all those around us each day on our walk. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Right. Amen.
Yeah.
You made it. Proud of you. Give me a hug. Love you. Good job. Good job, everybody. Good job. Good job. Hello. You made it. Good job, guys. Great job. You absolutely. It's good to see you. It's good to see you, bud. Thank you. Great job, Jose.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Great job. Proud of you, man.
Thank you.
No. Love you. Your light's gonna shine in this group.